All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa!
And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
What's up, and welcome back to another episode of No Ceilings Podcast with your host, Nah Fuck That, with your low, Glasses Malone. So last time we was talking, I was telling you that I was saying that I felt like, minus my feelings, I don't think women, right, I think statutory rape is a victimless crime, right? And it's not to say women aren't, that's the question, are women really being taken advantage of? I don't think they are. I think they're making the quality decisions at that age. I think men are violating the law, right? So I think men that commit statutory rape is a bit, you know, weird and shit and creepy. But I don't think women are as choiceless in the matter. I don't think it's even as much as they don't know what they want. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? Like, because when women, as they get older, they still kind of want the same exact thing. They start. I do think there are situations where some women are getting took advantage of, young girls, but I don't think that's the majority of the conversation
You think that's like rape itself? Just rape alone?
Well, statutory rape is weird, right? Because it's called, like, if your parents approve it, it's not really a crime. So, like, we was talking about R. Kelly. R. Kelly got charged on a Child Pornography Act, a federal Child Pornography Act, where if you record somebody younger than 16 in a sexual act, that's a Child Pornography Act.
Right.
More times than not in the United States of America, there's more states that are 16. That's the legal age of consent, that you can consent to sex independently.
Mm-hmm.
Some states is 17. California, ours is 18. So when you hear the term statutory rape, it's really rooted in your parent. You're not of legal age to consent to have sex. At 17, you're not of legal age to consent to have sex. I mean, you can't legally consent to have sex. So if someone has sex with you, again, and you didn't, you know, no matter if you say it's okay or not, feel me, it could be considered statutory rape.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, you don't smoke, huh?
No, I don't smoke at all.
Joy?
Yep.
Pass that thing all the way over here. So, that's what I was saying with R. Kelly. So, when we're talking about R. Kelly specifically, and you saying them girls are victims, yeah, no, they're not.
Yes, they are. Because I was speaking as, like, being 14 years old, I don't think that you don't have that mentality or that adultness yet to make those type of decisions of what you really want.
You shouldn't be out there.
Yeah, then. You shouldn't be out at 14. You should be focusing on school.
I just looked that shit up.
It's crazy, what? Right?
Yes. But I already knew that.
It's crazy. I know, because I be reading so much, right?
It says that every other state has a right. The limit is 18, but uh-huh. in the U.S., there's no limit if you have your parents' consent.
Oh, yes.
Wow. Or a judicial waiver.
Wow. I never knew that.
Once you have a period.
But because, most parents wouldn't consent to that.
Yes, they do.
Mm. At 14, 15?
Even the women at R. Kelly,
I feel like the parents that do give their children over, they're money hungry, and I feel like that's the old school. Like around my grandmother's age, I feel like they used to give their children up to older men for money reasons.
I mean, I don't think they made money. I think genuinely that the world was, you started faster. Like, I think our era, obviously, of you know, and I'm not a parent, so I can't really, but I think we definitely like to keep children younger today. And then we're going to talk shit about them being younger.
Because in other countries, like they do push you to grow up faster. You start working early. You start being adult way early.
Because you already, you know, it's fucked up because, right, it used to be women would have periods around 13, 14 years old. All this hormones and food shit now, this girl's having at 9s and 10s and 11s.
Yeah.
So that was literally the natural time of beginning womanhood. But obviously, white folks start fucking with the food and shit. Shit's happening way too fast. Mm-hmm. But there is a questionable desire, right, that's going on, right, when you, even let's say like you were saying you was 14 and some older guy was on you, right?
Right.
And
35.
Sure, which that's just crazy.
That's my age.
What about the sex brothels where they're breeding children just so rich, disgusting men could have sex with them?
They some rich, disgusting motherfuckers.
I don't even know where that's at, but that just
no, they do it.
I know, it's real. I'm not saying it's not real. It's obviously real, but I'm saying I don't even want to get that far into that crazy shit.
I feel like even without a law, without a cap, there is something in me. Nobody needs to tell me. Just like how I feel like you already have God in you. You feel, you know what feels good. You know what feels wrong. Like, I feel like as a man, you should know that being 35 years old, nobody has to tell you. Because to me, I feel like the law is already written for the white man. This is because they're into this type of perversion and shit like that. Like, well, I feel like you should know that if you're 35 years old and you see a 13, 14-year-old girl, why does that attract you? Like, whether the law says okay or not, shouldn't it already be like to you, like, why are you attracted to a child?
Yeah, what do you want with this child? Like,
the only thing you can get from a child is to use them, abuse them, and have your fun and way with them. The same thing you get for a woman at
24, but this is a whole nother story.
But it's different. It's different. This is a child. She's only been in this world for 13, 14 years. Like, what can you do with that?
I'm not disagreeing, but again, you're asking a question to somebody that I cannot understand why somebody would date somebody 18.
Me either.
Like, right? But we was talking about it last time, right? And forcing back up in the spot.
Hello.
Joey Westside, LA Giants. Of course, my co-host, Asia Red, Pete on hiatus today. Feel me? No ceilings. The locals up in the spot. Like that.
I don't know.
What I'm saying is I agree with you in his mind. I think his mind is the mind that's messed up.
Of course, of a sick person, period.
The difference is when we're talking about a 14, 15, 16, 17, 18-year-old woman's mind, I don't think their mind is messed up. That's the point I'm saying to you. They're making the same choice they would make
as an adult,
any age.
I get I get what you're saying, because even at 25, 26, you're still looking for that same exact thing that you were looking for when you were that age.
Now, the man...
The difference is what I'm saying, is you're a child, so you're just looking... You know, at your surroundings or people that you, older women that you see, you're looking at them to trying to find your way. You don't really know yet. You're still learning this world. So you really don't know exactly what it is that you want. And if you have a parent or a guardian or someone that's looking over
that's
you
looking
and
guiding
you the
interest.
Right way, you wouldn't go in that direction.
But that's not true in R. Kelly's situation. That's my point. The parents literally. Okay, so let's be honest, right?
They
were hooking. Money. Yeah, they was. Like it was
said.
Not.
But
for
like
the money.
I said, some of them do that.
But it's not even for
they
the money.
They do it in other countries too.
Let me ask you a question.
Sell their children.
Right now, y'all looking at women, right? Red, you got a daughter. Mm-hmm. Britt, you got a daughter too, right?
I have a son.
You have a son, so you don't know. I mean, you know, but you don't know. You got a daughter.
And you don't have one. And if you did, would you allow your 13, 14-year-old?
This is not realistic. I'm not saying it's okay. We're not talking about the man. I think men are messed up. I think men vicariously. So men try to live through young women. That's how they feel like they're holding on to their youth. It's weird and creepy. It's not worth being young that much. I mean, I guess the thought of avoiding death is where they think it lies.
It's another way to do it, though.
Yeah, but it's not actually going to work at all. When you really think about it, you're not really holding youth at all. It's just
go be a mentor or something.
Yeah, but really it's not that. It's all kind of like a construct.
They want to feel alive. They're giving it to their lower self.
Are you saying that as females, we're so mature that we know at a young age what we want, right?
I think you keep, that's the point. I'm saying.
That's like the government sending 15-year-olds. So
like speaking for myself, when I was in middle age, mm-hmm. in high school.
Teenager.
I knew that I wanted an older guy because I knew I was going to be provided for. Mm-hmm. I didn't date guys my age.
Yeah, and that's pretty much the truth for when he was in high school.
I knew what I wanted at a young age.
My sister told me, she said, the guys my age and the older guys want the exact same thing. The only difference is the older guys have a car and some money.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying it's okay for the guy. I'm not fighting against the law. The law is the law for a reason. I genuinely think women are going to make bad decisions their whole life. I know that's not
and what I'm saying is, as a child,
I know that sounded super fucked up.
Like you just said, and so as a child, being 14 years old, that was a bad decision.
But I think that's the consistent decision you'll make.
I think women always have to take responsibility.
I wouldn't have made that to be my choice. He wouldn't have been my choice.
It's like the kidnappers coming up to a little kid, luring them with candy or something, like mm-hmm. his toy, and the kid ain't.
Exactly.
You know, and of course, I'm talking about being a little younger, though.
But I don't know if that's realistic.
14 or is that same exactly. mindset? Like,
I don't know if that's...
What was the attraction? What was
that's
the attraction?
It. What you just said, that was a great analogy.
Yeah, but you're going to attract women with money their whole life. It's attractive. So, Sylvia at 14, Sylvia at 24, Sylvia at 34, Sylvia at 44 is going to always be attracted to money. Now, at 14, did she know what really money looked like? No. All she knows is somebody can have more money than 14-year-old girl. But she's still attracted to money. She's still attracted to, finances. We're not talking about...
She was just wanting better for herself.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because of the situation that I was put in, had I had a stable home I wouldn't have tried to find it in an older adult.
Even right now as an adult, you still look for men to take care of you.
Because I've already built my personality starting so young. Where I have to, it's already there.
Saya right now hopes to find a man to take care of her.
I don't know.
No, Saya said 50-50.
My goals in life is to be very, very independent and not need anyone for shit. I don't want nobody to
take
care
of me. But that's
another
thing.
That's
why I be dating for potential. I'm dating for potential because I want to build somebody up. And I want to be built up and appreciated.
It's not the fact that I need... It's not that I need someone to do this. Because before I even had someone, I've always taken care of myself. I have my own apartment
every
at 15.
Every adult does.
So I don't need it. But this is what I want because I definitely don't want to work a 9-to-5.
Why not?
And have a little bit of nothing and barely getting by. Yeah.
Why not for the sake of independence?
It's not that I need to do it. I don't.
I'm not, again, these are, now we finna go into
it. I will do that.
I'm working 9-to-5 as well.
But I'm asking you. Complaints from each side.
That doesn't even matter. Of course you want somebody to save you.
Yes, you do. That's the whole.
Listen, you just don't like the terminology because it makes you feel helpless. But it doesn't mean.
Is that safe?
Yes. But I know you like the terminology bothers you because it makes you feel like you're helpless. That's not true. It really is somebody, you got to think, when somebody asks to marry you, for the most part, and I was explaining this to Joy, if you ask to marry somebody, you pretty much asking a woman to let me take care of you for the rest of my life.
I want to be safe.
Yes.
But when they try to say, they just try
to change me and tell me that this is right and this is wrong. Like, let me be me. Let me say what I want to say and do what I want to do.
There's no.
And tell me how you feel about it.
Sorry.
It's okay. Go ahead. I'm listening, Si.
I'll like consider like if what you're saying is right or wrong, and if I should evaluate myself and change.
Do you tell your kid what to do?
Not really. Like
she's on you. Her kid run her.
Well, to a certain extent, because I don't want to crush her spirit and like whatever she naturally has inside her, I want to magnify it. Like she's very confident right now, so I want to keep that.
And why are you? Why are you that way?
Because I feel like I wasn't as confident as she is. You know, she look at herself and she be like, "Ooh, yes." Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to kill that. But it's sometimes she thinks she's too grown and she can do what I do, and I have to put her in her place.
But why?
Because she cannot do what I do.
Why can't she?
Because she's a child.
She literally can do everything you can do.
I mean, from that perspective, yes, of course, technically.
How old is your baby now?
Should she? She's 10. Should she?
Oh, she has no baby. She can't do nothing you can do. She's not even thinking about that. That's not even.
Should she do drugs? Like, should she?
But I'm saying to you,
you know,
the opportunity. So obviously not a 10-year-old child, right? You shouldn't even be thinking about sex. You're not even.
But it's putting their face on all platforms.
Yeah, but that don't matter. Like, there's
a commercial.
Once you start having menstruations and puberties, the innate desire to procreate comes into play. Like even if you don't pay attention, you start feeling shit that
it's
you like.
It's naturally like, oh wait, this is weird.
That's why niggas start
bit.
Jacking off real early.
Yeah, like wait, hold up, that kind of feels
kind of discovery.
I just brushed up against it.
Some girls have periods at 9.
But that's my point. We were talking about that earlier when this happened that the food is fucking shit up and it's forcing shit earlier. So I'm not necessarily referring to that part of it.
7 years old, you like fully developed, walking around here with ass and titties. It's the hormones
that's cow.
Yeah, that cow.
That cow steroids. Fuck the kids up.
Right.
So no, what I'm saying on that level is, I think you make the. So now, should it be against the law? Yes. You know, I think men at a certain place, I don't have to have a kid to not agree with that law. You know what I mean? Like I don't have to have a kid to agree with the law. I understand the concept of the law. As a man 35 years old is looking at somebody 14, no matter how developed she is, soon she start talking, you realize she's fucking 14.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't care about the... But again, something inside of a man that's 35, if you're okay with that, and there's some men who really love women at 14.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know what the fuck.
Guys used to sit outside of my junior high school in their cars waiting on us to get out of school. And they were all adults.
So that's just weird, right? And I know guys like that. But I think what I've got from those older dudes that I remember, they were trying to live vicariously. So I think this is what I think. Yeah. Now, I could be being judgmental. Forgive me to all the dudes out there that's doing this. Even though you a little weirdo, I'm not trying to judge you. But I genuinely think your penis is small.
Wow.
Right? So you like, you trying to get something fresh or something. I don't think why. I can't understand why.
I think it's about control.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Because you control an older woman.
No, you can't.
Y'all into dogs.
It's more work. I mean, yes, it's more work when you deal with an older woman.
Exactly. You want to get? You want a baby, right?
So glasses.
Have you ever met a woman you can control, Joey?
But it's not. Yes.
If you wanted to manipulate every woman,
I see it all the time.
Have you cannot manipulate every last woman that's been in your life? If you wanted to truly manipulate them and control them,
yes.
If it's no whole bar, so you have no conscious idea of worrying about what you're doing. Every woman can be controlled by me.
Not every woman. I've never been tamed in my life.
But that's because you were tamed. That's the point, right?
Somebody
got you early, so now you feel like you don't want to be.
I will not.
But that's again.
So
that's
it's
because
not every woman.
But that don't mean you're not being tamed now.
How?
Easy.
Where?
In your mind.
Can you be manipulated?
And not in my mind. I know
untamed?
For sure.
Yes.
Huh?
I think you can be untamed and still be manipulated.
No, you can't. Because if somebody can manipulate you, you're being tamed.
Yeah. Like,
she's been manipulated multiple times.
Yeah, as a kid, as younger. You can't do it now.
Okay. Yeah, but that's different because now you won't even let love happen because at some place you think somebody always trying to manipulate you.
And I'm always on guard.
So then that's not the same. You're just traumatized. You're not tough.
Whatever it is, I cannot be tamed.
Yeah, now you taming yourself. You're like, you like, shit, I'll show this nigga. The nigga like, damn, I'm just trying to marry you. Fuck that nigga. Who you think you is, nigga?
Yeah.
You over here trying to take advantage of me, nigga. What you think you finna be opening my door? You think you gonna be opening my door for me forever, nigga?
Marry me, that ain't gonna change.
That ain't gonna change shit. You gonna marry me and put me in the house? Who you think you playing with, nigga?
I'm still not gonna listen to you.
That ain't right.
You mean to tell me, nigga, you gonna take out the trash every week?
Yeah.
You think you slick?
That's what my boyfriend was like.
Take yourself out. You the trash.
He always told me, he was like,
they meet me. Women mean as a motherfucker, man.
He said love makes you uncomfortable. When he gets too, I like.
Yeah, but that's because you went through something. Yeah,
it's a lot.
So then you actually making me. You're making me reconsider my thought. Because at a certain place, if it harms you, then you do become a victim. So if you're harmed by what happened with you choosing that, you know, the older guy, right? With your 14-year-old brain. Yeah. And it's harmed you, right? Because that's what you're saying. It's harmed you, then there is a victim.
Yeah. Most 14-year-olds are harmed. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
So I didn't know you was harmed. So that's dope to find out. That's a really good thing to know.
That's the trauma. That's
the family trauma is something that will make you have your guards up, of course. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. Yeah.
Do you only like to date older men now?
No, because a guy she's been dating forever is like the same age.
Okay. And I met him in junior high school.
And she won't let that nigga love him. She's like, you think you slick and you bought me these flowers. Nigga, ain't nothing finna happen.
He was like,
okay.
So he's like, he always tell me like, when he get too close or get too lovey-dovey, I kind of pull away. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, why you just won't let me love you? Like
no, nigga, you can't love me, nigga.
It's like, weird. Like, kind of like, when it gets too,
when it gets too.
And I've been with him for years. We lived together for so long.
It's like, okay.
But when it's too like, it just, I don't know. Inside, I just get real uncomfortable and I'll go to the bathroom or I'm like, I gotta go do this. I gotta go make
food. What's funny is,
that's crazy.
Van,
but he's dealt with it all this
time. Van and Charlamagne, you like they be on me and I be on it, but you need a therapist.
No, I've had plenty.
You need more.
No, I don't.
Because it's not a bad thing. Because it's not it's not what it means. Because there is unresolved things. Hold up, cop, don't hold up. There's unresolved things. I'm telling you, you really.
I've had, you know what it is? Maybe if I had a therapist that was black and
you got to be a real therapist.
So most of them has been like white. So I'm like, you can't possibly understand the life that I've
You don't even let a therapist help you. You think you slick me? You trying to fix my problems, nigga?
Not like that. But if you're white.
You're a racist, nigga. You over here. Oh, you just assume I talked to older men because I was younger.
There's no way a white person can teach me or tell me anything because you're not coming from how you're thinking. You're just going by the book. So you don't understand my life. So you can't tell. Now, if it's a black person, I could take it from someone who, it's like a recovery.
What about Olivia
addict.
Benson?
I feel like they can talk to another addict because they've been there and they,
what
I mean? But someone who's never, you've never even experienced.
No,
it.
I respect,
so
if you respect experience, I get it. That's important. Yeah, so no, definitely. So you do, you might need that because it's tough. That's tough. I never, that's funny. That fucked me up. That literally fucked me up because I never realized that if it harms you, it's different. Because I don't think the girls I knew, maybe they are harmed and I didn't know they was harmed because they just keep going on with life. And I'm like, because you got to remember, like we in high school, it's girls 15, 16 year age. That ain't giving us no play. That's talking to the dudes with the cars at McDonald's at 24.
They value the car.
They value the car and do with the money. And I'm like, I always thought it was weird because I'm like, if I was 24, when I got 24 and I had a lowrider and some money, the last place I was looking for broads is at high school.
But see, they don't meet you in high school.
And I don't think we value the car. I think it's the maturity level of an older guy and like him taking care of you. Not
like
the car.
Picking you up and stuff. Like, you know, taking places and stuff.
But that's
what I'm saying. High school is not going to take you. Can't take you.
No, that's what I'm saying.
That's a part of the aesthetic, though, he's using, too. Because
But it's not even just aesthetic.
It represents what he's doing. What would she see? I understand.
No, but it's literally you also get somewhere with less sweat and work. So there's a reality to it. And that's what I guess I was talking about.
And I don't even think it's necessarily about the work. It's just you're already in a position to where you don't have much. You know, like, well, for me, let me speak for me. Like,
well, let's talk about
being in a group home and going from foster care to foster care. Mm-hmm. I don't have my mom. I don't have my dad. And I don't have nothing, you know. And then you see all these other people, you know, they got to go to their home. Their parents take care of them. And you're without. So then you start looking, okay, well, I need to get an older man like that has it. Because I want to be, you know, comfortable in my life, too. Because right now I'm not comfortable. So you start looking for stuff like outside of like at school. Like, I don't want these guys to don't have anything.
They can't take me nowhere.
Yeah, they can't take me nowhere. They can't buy me something. Nope. And I'm walking around with holes in my shoes or looking raggedy.
Did you notice that it was older men all attracted to you besides just that one? Yes. Like, it was like a...
Oh, it was many.
So you was... You was
not saying that I dated. I'm just saying... Even when I would tell guys, like older guys, that I was 14, 15...
Did you ever lie about your age?
I didn't have to.
Did you ever?
I had a man tell me to lie and say I was 18 around his friends and stuff. But
I mean, did you ever lie to a man ever?
So he was I did about like a guy that I knew that he wouldn't have messed with me because he knew I was younger.
So let me ask you a question. Like, y'all all pretty much, I would think all of y'all for the most part, except maybe Sai, you probably have to, but y'all all pretty much dated older men in high school.
Yeah, I dated older men.
Because y'all probably were all, I could imagine, you know, y'all are, you know, nice looking older women now. You're not that old, but I'm saying you're not a teenager. Right. So I can imagine y'all was all decent looking, good looking teenagers. So you would find, you know, a guy that had a little bit more than just us broke high school niggas.
Yes.
Right?
Of course.
So what do you feel like when you was in high school? Like, what made you look at the older guy that was breaking the law when you first met him? Like, what was it?
For me, it was just Dave was funny.
Well, I mean, my son's father's 4 years older than me. Okay. So he had a car and, you know, I was going to dinner at like 15, you know, we can leave outside of Palmdale and I can go to the beach and I can go, you know, do X, Y, Z. But at the same time, he was more approachable. Like, he talked to me, like I was learning things, like, you know, it wasn't just you know, I was just really intrigued by everything he had going on. Plus, sure. He was just very, I'm always intrigued by someone that has a mind where I can learn and I can, you know, and that's what it was. He was just really like putting into me. It wasn't necessarily like, oh, I'm depending on him, because I didn't.
Obviously.
But yes, you know what I'm saying? Sure. I was putting into me being with him. He brought a perspective
that wasn't of your age. So 14, 15, 20.
For me, it was honestly, I'm keeping 100. When I was high school, shit, it was swag. Like, I was like, shit, my nigga, like, he could pick me up in his whip. And we about to go have some fun. You know, sure. It was just pretty much like, y'all bitches got to take the bus. Off. My nigga's picking me up. And that's just what it was.
I'd be like,
he took me shopping. My hair was, I was fly, nails, hair done. Ooh, your hair cute, girl. Thank you. My boo got that done. We should get you one.
Right.
That was what it was for me. I'm gonna be honest.
As a minor.
That's a lot though. That is a lot though. You know, but you know what's funny? I can relate to that when I started selling crack in high school. It was like you could buy the whole pizza line, pizza for everybody.
Let's give that shit, right?
Baby, I was hustling.
I'll have the guy that had the cars at school come pick me up at school. Like, okay, yeah, I'm riding with him. Or he's coming to pick me up.
Okay, so you met your older dude. You was in which grade?
10th.
10th, and he was 19,
20. About 20.
20, okay. Yeah, 20. So 15, 20. Sai, you probably didn't.
My first. Rest in peace.
He
lied to me, though. He told me he was like 19. I think I was 17 years old. Mm-hmm. And he kept saying, we're going to wait till I was 18 to have sex. Then he went to jail. But before that, he told me he was really 24. And I was at school in the bathroom. And I was crying because I was like, you're old. Like, why would you lie to me? Like, you took my choice away.
Also, you gave him some pussy, too.
I was in love already by the time the truth was coming out.
Oh, but you thought you wouldn't give him no play at 17 or 24.
I didn't even think about it. My mom was very sheltering, so...
Was rebelling. You had you, yeah.
It was. He could only come see me at school while I was at track practice and stuff, and then that was it. I had to go home.
That makes sense. And yours is 14 and 35. Mm-hmm. That nigga's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I think nigga's crazy, but that nigga just...
And he had a low rider. He was in a low rider club. Like right?
She got a nigga with a rider and oh my God! Wait a minute. So he would take you places?
I was in a low...
Is this the one that made you lie about your
18,
age?
18, saying I was 18 around all his friends. He was a Crip. I ran away from the group home and I stayed with him for a year. And after that, I just felt like, I told him, I was like, I'm just tired. Like, I want to go to school. Like, I missed that being a kid because I was doing adult stuff. It started coming out. And I was just doing adult shit. And I was like, I just want to be a kid.
Right.
Like my daughter right now, my age.
Oh, man.
Trying to get at my daughter.
And your baby is young. That's why I'm saying I don't know how somebody could. As soon as you talk to her,
Keep him, to keep me close to him, he didn't want me to go anywhere else. He was like, "Well, my ex-wife, she has a foster home. Mm. I could set it up to where you can go over there."
God, this and wow. That's how he got caught. I don't even want to hear about this.
So wait, that's how he got caught. You went and did it.
Yeah, sorry.
You went and did it.
Yeah.
She
wanted to adopt me and everything. And at some point, she ended up finding out that we did, because she didn't know that. She thought that he just met me through another friend, and he wanted to help me out.
Right.
And when she found out, I cried. She cried. She held me, and we just cried together. And she was like, "I'm not mad at you." Like, she was like, she said, "You're a child." She said, "He's in the wrong." And then she loved me so much after that. And she's still to this day, like,
right.
You know, she's just,
man, this
nothing.
Is crazy.
It's wow. big. And yeah. then her, you know, she have kids and stuff, and they let it go. And they all tell me, like, "I love you." And it was just so,
oh, he had kids with her.
Yeah. We all stayed together.
Holy
so I was
shit.
A yeah, his ex-wife. I went
I don't
to
want
to
hear about
it. Was
this
a lie.
No more. Yeah, it's a lie.
But the dope thing is though, is that like you're not like fucked up. Like you didn't go.
Oh, she crazy.
And,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Be back.
She crazy as a mother. She won't let this nigga love her now.
Shit. No, we all go Hold through up. Shit. But that a lot of girls, they go into prostitution.
Yeah.
Or, like
no.
they do certain things because they've already been mentally yeah. like.
Do you think
and you know that's the thing
did?
Because I didn't want to become a statistic. I was always like in my mind, like even though I was doing like little things here and there in my mind, I was like, that's not what I want to be. Like, I always wanted to find a way out of that.
Right.
I didn't want to just, because I look back now and all the girls I was around, I'm like, they fucked up, you know, or got a gang of kids or just going through it and look rough. And I was just like, something in me was like, I don't want to, I got to figure this out.
Let me ask you an honest question.
It's something always I want more.
Let me ask you an honest question. And this might be a weird question, but because I don't want to know this nigga. And I probably know this nigga. That's the worst part. Jesus Christ. But
a lot of them type of music.
Yeah,
that's
the truth.
Probably...
God, too. Do you think he loved you? Was he in love with you?
No.
We talked about
that. I don't think at all. I think it was the benefit of, for sexual reasons. I think it was.
I don't get why would he see a 14-year-old as a sexual purpose?
Because you're at that age, you're not really being combative. You're just kind of just going with the flow, and you're kind of listening. You're doing whatever they're saying because you want something from him, like in that.
And this is why I think it's something.
I mean,
deeper.
He didn't do me like he didn't.
Sure, he didn't. I mean, no, he pissed on you. I'm not like, saying. I'm saying.
It's just now that I'm grown, I look back on it. I was like,
but
I was
I'm having you were in a relationship with this grown man,
and it was for sexual purposes only.
Yeah, but what's weird to me is why the fuck would he be fucking a 14-year-old?
Right.
What the fuck do you know about fucking? I'm not saying, you know, a teenager couldn't be good at sex, but goddamn, man, like, if you slept with grown women, it is amazing.
No.
He's sick.
No.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like,
he's
it has
sick.
To
and
be
I wonder
like a
sometimes
rapist.
Somebody might they've been.
But it has to be a rapist. I'm going to tell you why it's a rapist.
He's a preditor.
That's why I look back at it now. I thought it was cool.
He was waiting for
you
at the high school.
Crazy.
Exactly.
He's a predator.
But I'm going to tell you what make it crazy.
Grooming.
It has to be a turn on because of how old you are.
That's the thing.
And see, I don't think, like it's one thing, because I've seen men date younger women, right? Oh, this is my, I got a little young hottie. You know, I get that. But someplace it has to be like, this is part of, like a rapist who somebody that, like, my homie,
you're just doing it a different way.
My homie got the death penalty right now, right? Big Two. Big Two is a handsome big motherfucker. Like he got girls.
He can get bitches. It's just
something else is turning him on.
Sick.
You get what I'm saying? So I think at some place but I do think something was wrong with men that prefer younger women. But I do think I really genuinely think they try to live vicariously through them. One. They try to think that keeps them young. One, I guess you feel like
they think it's fresh meat.
35 and 14.
And that's the
they think it's
part.
Fresh meat. It's like it's fresh as young.
But that's my point to it. Like, who the fuck cares if it's fresh?
But they do.
That's
but
what
I, to
you
me.
Know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, you could
because
be fresh.
Guys
I'm not saying I like pussy. That's you.
Right.
I'm not saying I like
no, I fresh. I think it's the point that she made before that.
I think it's that.
It's no conflict, and you want to just train someone and do what you do and live like an outlaw. Then you have people who they're gonna molest their niece, their nephew. They gonna molest everybody. Then you have people who are into young people, but they're not gonna touch their own kids. Like, it's all fucked up.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field. From free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial, Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
What about, Silk? Tell me, Silk. The guy, when you was in high school, the older guy.
So when I was in high school, I dated a guy. It was almost similar to my sister's situation. I actually got kicked out of my foster home because the wife called my foster parent. I loved him. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, he had a cutlass and he was actually a drug dealer.
Cutlasses used to be that shit. I put a nurse in my Malibu, so I know.
And I actually used to like sit in the car while he was doing his job selling. I had no idea. I was so naive, but I did lie about my age.
Sure.
I was 16 and I said I was 18. But like 3 months later, I told the truth. He didn't care. We were already, you know, doing all that stuff. But yeah, I got kicked out because of him. I never even knew he was married. Like, she called my foster parent.
That lady called.
How did she find your foster parent?
I guess because I called him. I was calling his phone. He wasn't answering. And then I got kicked out.
How old was he?
He was like 32, 34. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he had a cool little cutlass.
Yeah.
He was cripping.
I just remember, yeah, I actually.
Bro, why is it always the Crips, bro?
And he provided, like.
Sure, he was a grown ass man.
My mom always said, you got wooed. Yeah, I got wooed.
Yeah. And that's why, I guess that was my initial point before Sylvia pretty much broke my whole shit down. I realized she's a victim.
fucking ruined this shit.
None of us you can't hold your nuts up, huh?
Nah, you fucked it up. You over here can't even let this nigga love you. I feel bad for you. The nigga that's trying to love her, I just want to shake his hand like, man, keep on trying, my nigga. You gonna get those.
You fighting something else.
Yeah, I didn't even know you. I thought you was just an asshole on purpose. You just tripping. Damn.
It's hard.
They gotta climb that motherfucker. God damn, they've been climbing for years.
Yeah,
they
been climbing.
Oh, man.
I'm getting softer though over the like as I get a little older. I was like, yes, yeah, it's softening up a little bit.
Yeah, that's tough. That's, I'm sorry, that, though,
the
that's
whole uncomfortable, like from not trusting to trying to, you know, my dude, he'd be like, dude, you, hey, I'd be like, okay, babe, I'm sorry. So I'm trying to be more like,
yeah,
submissive because I'm usually like, what?
More submissive.
What do you mean? Like, you know,
like, what do you mean? What do you mean?
Anything. I'm just being combative. Like,
yeah, but that's just your birthright as one. Like, Red, we were just talking about the other podcast where she just decided she wasn't going to make plays today to make plays tomorrow.
Hey, y'all don't
know how to exist without conflict. And not in a bad conflict. Like, I know it sounds like such a horrible term, but simple things, right, that you just have to. You have to make everything like
sometimes a great. I start shitting and don't even
exactly. A great like, relationship is like a Ferris wheel that women try to turn into a roller coaster.
I'll buy something.
We need to do something
some shit that didn't even happen.
He's like, what are you talking about? It's, you know what I'm talking about.
It's the tone.
It's the tone.
It's the body language. It's everything.
For sure. I'm learning it's the tone because that's what he told me. He said, it's the tone. It's how you're. It's not what you're saying. It's how you're saying. And I used to be like, what?
Tone do matter, girl.
Yeah. But I think genuinely none of that matters. Like it all matters, but it doesn't matter. Women's just birthright. They just, and I know it sounds like I be talking shit, but I'm seriously, I've studied women. Like I pay attention to them. They literally have to have a sense of conflict, right? Where it's like, oh, I don't like my hair. I don't like my nails. Oh, I don't like my skin. I don't like this. I don't like, that's just what women do.
Well, that's not our fault then.
No, right. I agree. It's not your fault. It's
born into this.
You're born into this shit, and then you
pass down.
Listen, and then you come into this world, and they make it worse because they got all kind of silly. What's funny is I think y'all worst mistake is listening to each other. Mm. Y'all give each other the worst advice ever.
They be lying to each other.
Yeah, they do. But you know what? That's true.
We don't get advice.
Yes, y'all do. Y'all give each other horrible advice.
We give good advice.
What it is. They, some of them don't be telling them the truth. Like, she,
yeah.
You naturally on the woman's side. Like,
you become.
Shit,
not
like
everybody.
That.
No. That's not true.
I know it ain't all y'all. We understand that.
We just do it. We won't do it in front of everybody else, but we'll tell you to the side. Like, you were wrong for that.
We see it on the internet all day. You go in the shade room right now. It's just
bad women advice.
Bad advice.
My best friend can be wrong or whatever. Just go to the comments. I know she's wrong. I'm not going to do it in front of everybody else, but when we met her, I'm going to tell you.
I'm like,
yeah, you
girl, you did this. And I didn't like this.
You fucking up. You got to do it this way.
But in front of everybody else, I'm going to be like,
no. I'm not. Obviously, that's the crip code of conduct. You stand up for your partner whether you're wrong or right. That other shit y'all talking about is not the crip code of conduct. I don't know what's wrong. The shit y'all talking about, them older niggas and shit. Yeah, them niggas is just shit.
That's how them niggas conduct.
First off, when I turned 35, that was 40.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Man, imagine me talking to somebody at 30. I'm 35 years old talking to somebody at 15.
I remember 18.
Oh my God, I would die. I'd jump off a bridge.
Got at me.
I don't. If I had to take care of a 14 year old kid, I would jump off a bridge.
Damn.
How are you gonna date a? But I'm not finna do that because you know what? That's what everybody do. Nope. I'm not gonna do that. I'm gonna breathe. I don't know what
niggas
be thinking
about. My nigga.
But I'm not even sure that's sick as much as what is wrong. I don't know like quite what you want with somebody 14. I can't, but that's what you're right. It is sick because I can't. You know what makes it sick? I can't rationalize it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I'm good at rationalizing shit
to the point where you don't really think it's a problem. Like, no, this nigga has a problem.
No, I feel like that about 18 year olds.
And it's illegal to have this.
I be hearing people 21
years
old.
You're going to jail.
I'm just dumb as a motherfucker.
Like, but, how can you even be a
and you never told on them, though.
But imagine how many family members that people have that know that they're messing with these young kids and they don't go to jail because they're not telling anybody.
No, they have, look.
Like, if they come ask me now, I'd be like, yeah, he did.
You ever think, like, you think the nigga's still on that same shit now today?
Yeah, he is.
Yes.
I'm sure he is.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
until something.
So how you feel about people who feel like y'all wrong for not telling on these niggas?
Well, in that time. At that time, you
like even today though, they can then say y'all the problem for not telling.
So to you know, it's already feeling guilty. It's been so long.
But how does it not matter if he might still? Y'all said he's still doing it.
You're going by the code. First of all, I already think I'm a gangster at this age. Like snitching, like that's not even in my mind whether he's wrong or right. Like I'm not even thinking of snitching.
Yeah, that wouldn't be snitching though. But I got you.
Well, she was just ending the relationship at that time. Like you still, you didn't see anything wrong with dating him at that time.
I didn't see it at all.
You just ended the relationship.
I'm thinking I am grown in my mind. Like I'm grown. I'm wearing heels to junior high. I'm the only one. I go to school here. I was like, oh, you the new TA? I'm like, no, I go to school here.
Right.
I'm wearing heels. Right. You know,
it was always like one or two girls like that.
It was.
With the heels.
I actually dated that girl in high school.
Really?
Yeah, but she was trying to give me some pussy and it was the scariest day of my life. Cause she was like so far ahead of me.
But
yeah.
Shit, it's crazy.
She ended up going to jail for like a murder.
Ooh,
like 15 years.
Ooh.
Damn.
Like she was dating some other nigga that murdered some nigga and he didn't get away with it. They was crazy. It was a big story. Ooh. It was at the Santa Monica Pier, it was a German tourist. I don't know if you remember because y'all kind of close enough, but it was on the news and he had this camera on. They always showed him in slow motion. They was trying to rob this man with a camera, like he was a tourist. And they was trying to rob him and I guess he didn't speak English and a nigga tripped out and gunned him down.
Mm.
And she was a driver. So she goes to jail for 15 years for this shit. She stopped talking to me and was talking to this nigga. Like, and it's funny because we always committing crime, but like, who's trying to rob a tourist? Like, I'm selling water over here, real gallons.
He was talking about that desperation. This nigga might have something.
Yeah.
I can sell his camera.
But yeah, I was dating that girl in high school and she was way ahead of me. She was like, I was already selling drugs. I was already getting shot at, carrying guns, driving, but I wasn't like sexually there. I wasn't even having sex. So she was super duper. Yeah.
Did you lie and tell her you wasn't?
No. What's funny is I didn't talk nowhere as much as I talk today, and I don't like talking now. So,
love talking.
I'm actually, you know what? But I've noticed that that's a thing consensus. I'm being honest.
No, it's just once you start talking.
Yeah, I can't. Like, I got to tell you everything I got to know.
I don't enjoy talking until I enjoy talking.
I know because people tell me that people really think I enjoy talking. I actually.
So much
that's my problem. As a productive sale, I feel irresponsible by not telling you something you asking me or what I think. Like I feel irresponsible. And then everything that I've read about it or went or experienced or thought about it starts to come out.
Mm-hmm.
Like I feel like it has to. I hate doing podcasts. I did this podcast because Charlamagne was on me like, yo, you should do a podcast.
With gratitude, you should.
I hate it. I mean, fitting. I'm grateful it now, really but I still don't like, it's not my thing. I like making.
It becomes a job.
Yeah. Because you have to really enjoy talking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I hate talking.
And you don't enjoy talking, so therefore it feels like work.
Man, because you'll start having conversation. Like, we're having this conversation, right? Nobody's providing insight. Nobody, like how you just explained to me, like, yeah, gee, well, I went through this, and this is how it makes me feel now. And it's like, oh, that makes sense. Most people not trying to make sense.
Mm-hmm.
They just talking.
They're not saying their experience, that which makes it more.
Or just talking it, shock value just talking. Or something. Like, let me just say something crazy that's stupid as fuck.
Yeah. Like if I say it.
That's why it's a lot of like Kevin Samuels out here now. Yeah. You see niggas reaching.
Because it's no real. Like Kevin Samuels takes a bad rap because Kevin Samuels became, he was really protecting the average black man in America. Like it sounded like he was anti-woman, but he wasn't. He was saying his whole thesis was like, how is this guy who makes $30,000 a year, not good enough. That's a fair, somebody should be standing up for that person. This is fucking America. Niggas were slaves 200 years ago. 300 years ago, niggas were slaves.
Feel me?
They been hanging niggas. So if a nigga didn't figure out his life and got him a job to pay $30,000, $40,000, how are you saying that's undesirable?
And most people don't have.
Yes.
Most people are without. It's only a small percentage that have.
So them bitches that wouldn't. Didn't have it. It was like they
so,
want that.
Again,
sorry, I ain't stopped calling them.
So again,
that's what they bitches.
So again, Kevin Samuels, that's really what he was. So he would just tell people, they'd be like, well, I think I deserve
this.
He
had a lot of truth in what he was saying.
And I'm not saying the way, you know, we could all argue his methods. I mean, oh, he was going too hard on women or he was doing this. But I think
some people need the
Well, it became a business at this point too.
Yeah.
So he knew that.
Yeah.
So like, he capitalized off of it.
Yeah, once he went viral that one time, you know, it turned into a business to where it was entertainment. And he was, you know, he started being real, like, funny, and he had crack jokes. He was having bagging sessions.
I mean, his character started to come out.
Yeah.
And some women had some cold jokes for him, too.
There was one woman that was killing him.
I think people needed that because
he told that lady, remember he said she looked like DJ Quick?
Yes.
I was like, she almost cried.
And she hit him back, and then she came back on it. Why you tell me that?
Yeah. So let me ask you something.
So soft. So we needed that. Like, this is what it is. I'm going to stop being behind the bush. This is.
So should it be against the law? Red for somebody 40 years old to talk to somebody like, so should it be against the law for somebody 40 years old to talk to somebody 18 years old?
What, 18?
If you 18 and the man is, let's say, 50, should it be against the law? Like, when does it?
I don't think 18 is
grown, you gotta be 21
mentally
to buy liquor.
Capable, like. Those
you
are,
gotta be 21 to buy liquor, though.
Right. Those are just, cigarettes. You know what I'm saying, like, numbers that was put here. But mentally, I don't think that an 18-year-old is ready to talk to a 40-year-old. So I did. I talked to a Crip and a Cutlass.
Why is it always Crip, bro?
I was 19. He wasn't my boyfriend. He was popping.
I couldn't be all blood.
He was popping. He was like the OG. He came through. I was visiting my cousin, and he was like the hottest thing, but he kind of just swooped me up. It was just kind of like, okay. So yeah, I would be with him in his car. It was all swooped up and everything, but I knew, like, hey, this is not my man. You know, he kept on saying, like, you're going to be my girl. No, I'm not, but we're having fun. I knew enough to know, like.
You knew he was too old.
No, yeah, you know, but.
But it was cool
I
to get that
had
love.
Sex with him,
you was in his light, though. It's cool to shine in his light.
Actually, I didn't even have sex with him, but I still let him do things to me, so. Yeah.
Why you didn't have sex with him?
Because I just didn't. I didn't have sex with him, but I did have a boyfriend, that someone I was dealing with that was 30 and I was 19. So yeah, I like so older. Saying, I do like older men.
God, I mean, I was chopping it up with her and I was like, I can't.
As soon as you start talking to him, I swear to God, I'll be.
I had a 20-year-old boy try to talk to me.
Okay.
I was 19. But no.
So should it be against the law for a man? Like, is the statutory law? Is the statutory law read, like, outdated? Should it be changed more and start being more of?
I think it should be more, like, because some girls are just more mature than others. Like, it's just, I think it just really just depends on the situation. Like, I was grown at 18, but I look back and I'm like, damn,
I wasn't really.
Yeah, like, I wasn't ready for all that. You know what I'm saying? So, some women, some girls, they are. I'm like, damn.
So is 18 the proper age?
I think it should be 24.
The legal age of consent, 24?
I think 24.
Oh, they gonna cuss you out on this podcast. Okay, so.
For a 40-year-old. You saying for a 40-year-old.
But I'm saying to make the decision, period.
To make the decision, period.
To have sex. So that means you could choose whoever you want. What age should that be?
I think 18.
Yeah, 18.
So y'all okay with a 40-year-old sleeping with somebody 18?
Well, at 18, you're an adult. No. You're an adult.
It's depending on the 18-year-old.
We're talking about the choice. Yeah.
But that's my point. So the thing about, like, legalities and laws, right, is you have to have a baseline. So 18 is the age?
At the point, 18, you're done with high school, you're in college, you're doing grown shit, you're an adult. When you're still junior high, high school, no, you should not be.
Let's do 19.
At 18, you can be on your own. You know what I mean? You're out your parents' house. You're at college. You're staying on the dorm. You're grown. You can do whatever you want to do.
What about you, Britt? The legal age of consent is still cool here at 18, or should it be a little older?
Damn. I would say, no, maybe 21. Because I just feel like, listen, the reason why, okay, I had sex. And I didn't even want to really have sex. That's the cold part about it. I had sex because my friends was having sex.
How old was you? What age were you talking about?
I lost my virginity at 17.
And that's crazy because in junior high, now I lie. I used to act like I wasn't a virgin to look cool.
It was like I was 16 because I turned 17 our experiences like a week is or different. So later.
Yeah, you know, niggas, and it's a lot of niggas lying. Some of them ain't, but you like nah. I ain't no virgin yet. School like
yeah, I felt like I was like the last of the dying breed. Like everybody was fucking, and I was just like, damn, like wow. And I had
what am I holding out for?
Like what am I holding out for?
And was he putting pressure on you?
No, because he was fucking everybody else.
Mm. See, remember that? No,
that's why you gave the pussy. He was like, hold up.
This funny, this stupid.
No, he was. He was. Because he's so honest and genuine. He really, like.
For sure, Brit is that.
No one ever, like, fucked with me. Like, none of them girls came up to me or nothing. But I used to hear about, like, that they go to kickbacks, stuff like that. He was fucking on these girls. But he never fucked me. But everybody knew that was my boyfriend. So that was the cool part about it. But all these bitches would be fucking on him. So finally, it's crazy. I end up having sex with him after we broke up. Dumb shit ever. That's why I said 21 yeah. Because I shouldn't even been. Because I didn't even care for that shit. I was cool with just kicking it.
You just wanted to see what they was all talking about.
Yeah, and then when I had sex, I was like, "This what the fuck this was?" What the hell? And I didn't have sex after that until two years later. Like later,
I didn't have sex again.
Did it traumatize you, or you just were like you still wasn't tripping?
It wasn't special. Like something I was like, damn, I need to get that again. And like I said, we were broken up. It was just I did it just to get it out the way, and I was comfortable with him. That's what the fuck it was. Bottom line,
you had to see what the rave was about.
What it was about, and after I got it, sorry, you still my boo. I love you to death, but you know, it just wasn't
just
it.
Wasn't it?
Okay,
yeah.
Sire. Shit, the legal is in California, it's 18 now. Are you still good with that legal age of consent? Or should it be older or younger?
I just think it depends.
It can't depend. Like I'm asking you, you have to choose an age.
And I would say no to 18.
What would be the age?
Yeah, I would definitely say mid-20s.
Woo!
Like 23 or something.
Like that's not bad. I have bad. Sylvia, legal age of consent. 18 is good enough.
I just let you know how what you learn when you get older. Like, oh shit, we don't know shit.
Oh yeah.
That's why you would think that now. Yeah. You can remember when you was 22 and was like, I was still an idiot. Mm-hmm. I mean, shit, talk idiot shit now and then 30.
No, you got to pull it. Just turn it up. Turn it up. Yeah, there you go. There you go. All right, Silky, tell me.
Yeah, I already said 18.
18.
Yeah.
Joey, sure. You got a daughter, so I already know. I could imagine the shit you finna say.
I mean, at this point, it's been this whole time, so I'm kind of just like accepted for what it is.
So are y'all good?
But are you saying like if my daughter 18 and a nigga walk in and she with a nigga length like 40?
That's different. You're
I'm not fucking with that.
You're not supposed to be okay.
But 18
with that.
Is cool because it's been like that. This shit ain't about to change.
So are y'all okay with all legal ages consents per state?
Overall,
like Nevada is 16.
They should base it on the man.
And why?
Is he stable? Is he working?
You got to do all this before you can get some pussy. Period.
Get this 6-year-old pussy. Do you have this?
Are you gonna take care of her?
That's hilarious.
You know what? I actually respect Silk is like super G'd up, but I respect that though because I genuinely feel the same way. If you fucking her, you must finna marry her.
Yeah,
that's how I felt like. Mm-hmm. How much do you really
sometimes
want her?
They don't
want
to marry you. They just want you to fuck them and give them
that's
all the shit they want.
That's why I said
it's
for a
single reason. Yeah, single reason. Yeah.
Women, man. You just
not to procreate.
They pick their moves.
That is a pervert.
Just get off.
Like man's best friend.
Yeah, but let's say if Silky was built, right? Like, I'm sorry, Silky. Let's say Sylvia was built like a grown lady at her age, at 14. She was built like titties, ass. You know how these hormone cow kids grow up, right?
Yeah, that ass was fat.
See?
That's my daughter.
So at that point, let me ask you a question. Like your daughter is cool because your daughter dressed like a baby still.
Yeah, I try to.
Sylvia dressed
like me.
Sylvia dressed, she was probably dressed like more close to an adult.
That's why I said, Sylvia, she shouldn't have been out there like that.
Yeah, but her situation is different.
That's what I'm saying. Her situation is
different. But that's why she makes a great point saying your parents would have been whooping your ass. Because there are some girls, but that's not most of the cases. Most of the cases are closer to somebody's not there.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a tough thing, man. It's tough only because it's like my initial point when we first started talking about this was first off, statutory rape can't be victimless at this point. if you're a victim and you're hurt by it, you know what I mean? And nothing bad happened to you, just realize like, damn, I wouldn't have made that decision.
Yeah. And I made a lot of bad choices doing it too, because I was also selling drugs for him. Mm. So
well, I can't. I was selling drugs.
It was that's what I'm saying. It was a lot. I was selling drugs too.
So he was just using it for his life.
Yeah, right. It was just a lot.
I can make her do pretty much whatever I want.
It was a whole. Harm came. Like, no, he didn't put his hands or have me in. Like, no, still those type of situations. Just it's bad.
And he probably wasn't even giving you a lot. It was just you're 14. So that little bit was like.
This is life.
Right. And it wasn't nothing. Yeah, it wasn't.
How long did y'all relationship last?
Up until the point.
So 14, he's 35.
I stopped it around, I'm guessing about 17, because I got so close to his, like his daughters, my foster mom. Oh, yeah. I start calling her mom, and then it just started feeling weird. Like, getting so. Like, they calling me sister, I'm calling her mom.
How would you guys see each other when you was living?
I would just after school, go over to his house. And then one of my foster mom's cousins saw me getting off the bus on 89th and Western.
It ain't about none of that. I don't care if he go to jail. Fuck, not like I wouldn't tell on, I'm not even gonna get. I'm just saying. It's just damn. We just make the community just look.
God, I forgot I was on a podcast. I thought I was just talking to y'all.
No, that's dope. Okay. You didn't say nothing wrong. Nobody knows who
it is.
Nobody knows who it is. But it's just, it's bothering me because it's like, it's so close to home.
Hey, that shit down the street from me.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I don't like that live shit because you know.
No, you're not giving too much information, but it's bothering me still. No, Sylvia, it's bothering me because that's so close to home, and I hate to see people that I might have grew up looking up to, seeing value in a 14-year-old girl at 30-something. I didn't see value in a 14-year-old girl when I was 14. When I was of age to think a 14-year-old girl was cool, I didn't see it then. So, but again, that's why I really try to always be open-minded in thought. Like, people don't really understand that. I'm really careful because I understand how different it could be. So, but that's just crazy. I mean, and so the guy you met when you was young, Silky, you were 16, he was 32, but y'all was together as much as somebody cheating on their wife could be together.
Right. Yeah.
Did he, so what happened once he figured out, so you got kicked out, but what happened when you figured out he had a wife? Did y'all talk after that?
I was devastated. I didn't talk to him till like a month later. I moved into another foster home. And then I was thinking about him, and I was like, fuck, I'm going to call him. And his wife answered, and I would just hang up on her. Mm. And I was just sick for, like, weeks.
So you thought you was going to go. Then you thought, that's the good part about being 16.
Yeah.
Because you get grown, 26, you'd be like, you motherfucker. 36, you about to kill yourself.
No, because we're thinking about
46,
time.
You just don't give a fuck.
Yeah, when you're younger, you ain't thinking about time. When you're older,
you start thinking about time wasted. Nigga, I done gave you my best teenage years.
Right, in my prime, I could have somebody else.
No, you didn't.
Right, absolutely.
She talking about her prime. Well, y'all got Mike Tyson. Women got Mike Tyson primes. Y'all prime on the 21.
Talking about now, y'all like them young.
I don't know where that come from. I don't like them young. I'm gonna tell you a real story.
For the most part,
when I was 32, I was messing with this girl that was 21, and so sexually it was okay. So really, her age had nothing to do with sex. Because it really wasn't about that. It was really some whole other. If I'm going to keep it a bean, she was kind of short and really petite. So it was like the things I could spin her around. I know it's dumb shit. Forgive me. I'm just going to keep it a bean since we're keeping it a bean.
It's like a human yo-yo.
Yeah, I'm just keeping it honest.
You weren't too far from a midget.
Oh, she looked like a midget to me. You feel me? She was weird, right? And I'm just being honest. Like, I was really on some sick shit.
Sexual pleasures.
Which I never thought could exist. You know what I mean? Like, that's the point.
Slam?
This is why I always turn down threesomes and foursomes, because I'm like, I don't want to see how sick of a person I am.
Because once you try it, and if you like it,
And I'm good at saying no to even, because I liked it, but it was like, I ain't gonna lie. So having sex with her was not really driven by her age, but I remember how much I couldn't stand her as a human being because she was 21.
She got on your nerves?
I hated her.
Damn. You hear that, bitch?
I hated her. I never hated women. Wow. Ever. I hated her. Like, whenever she would talk, I hated her talking.
Oh, yeah, you hate her. Whenever you just, the little shit.
So maybe that was a problem you had. A woman.
How long were you with her for?
I wasn't with her. We were just messing around for like 90 days. Oh. But I hated her.
Why? Evaluate yourself.
Because she was 21 and talked like she was 21. I cannot stand ignorant people. I ain't gonna say stupid because they're not capable. I'm telling you the honest truth. She would just have the most dumbest opinions about shit.
Oh, man.
And see, my problem is, as an adult, right? I'm, you got to think, right? I read, I don't drink, I don't smoke, so I read so much. I'm always gathering information. So think about the gap at that point where if she's talking at a real 21-year-old level.
Did you used to tell her that and like break her down?
No, I used to just look at her like she was fucking stupid.
You didn't care that much to tell her.
No, she used to be like, well, you know, because I have your baby. And I'm looking at her like, baby? Bitch, I don't want to talk to you tomorrow. And what's messed up is, I'm just being honest. I'm just being honest. So I'm being honest. Y'all was bearing y'all soul. So I'm going to bear y'all my soul. Right? So what I was talking to her, right, because her brother was cool with me. And her brother liked the type of nigga I was. You know what I mean? So he's like, man, talk to my sister. She really want to talk to you. So that's how I started talking to her. Okay. He knew I was like a quality guy, but I'm like, you know, and I'm like, okay, I wasn't really thinking like, oh, she's 21. But I forgot what 21 was like because I forgot what 21 was like when I was 21. Mm-hmm. This motherfucker's not me at 21. I was still reading books and shit. This motherfucker is a regular 21-year-old. Worst opinions in the world. And I just be sitting right here like, why is this girl sucking my, like, why would I even let her touch me?
But you still getting it sucked.
What's crazy is that stopped it because she was like, so well, we can still just have sex. I'm like, no, we can't. Like, no, because I don't have any intentions to do anything good with your life.
Mm. Well, that's good of you. Yeah.
Right. Good. What's crazy is, so that's why I'm saying.
Yeah, I know what that's like.
You know what I mean? It's not even spare them because.
I've spared them.
I spared myself. I literally spared myself because I just did not like her. That's not to say she wasn't. She was a pretty girl, beautiful, shaped great and all that. And she wasn't crazy. She was regular 21. But that's when I realized it was so far from me.
You should date for your mind. Everyone should date for the mind. For the body.
Well, that's probably why you can't relate to other guys because you might be more mature and they're still immature. Oh, ain't no question.
We was talking about that. That's an intellect thing. It's an intellect thing.
It's an intellect thing. And it's a desire to learn. Yeah. Right, so like
I can't do it.
R. Kelly, I met R. Kelly. I don't know because I met him and I was going to work. I went to a studio to work with him. Mm-hmm. He was texting me. He can't read or write.
Mm. Yeah, I knew that.
Right, so it was always weird interacting with him. So even when I found out, you know, because you would hear stories about Aaliyah, but you know, that wasn't crazy back then. Right. Niggas was marrying 15 and 16 year old women then. I don't know why the fuck want to lay on a 15 or 16 year old girl.
Yeah.
I look at every 15, 16 year old girl right now. I think it's one in disgust. Crazy.
It was able to happen because it was so normal.
Yeah. But I still think he was busting older broads. But
I
think in his situation, it was any broad. So you got to think, he didn't have to do nothing to get no. He got to manipulate. It's R. Kelly, man. You came draws down for R. Kelly.
And that's why I said a lot of there's a sickness there because when people say, oh, this high celebrity raped this girl. Like, no, he wouldn't. Why would he do that? He has money.
He has to
because it's not
to.
About the money.
He has to want to rape
it's about wanting to rape the power of the I can take it. Like, because I get everything I want. And this is no fun no more to me. So therefore, it's a sickness now. It doesn't matter. Yeah, I know I can get it. And girls will drop their jaws right here, right now. Mm. It's the something to stimulate me.
But I think
so. It's a sickness. It becomes
just
a sickness.
Like when men like little boys.
Yeah, it's not about.
But I think. But so this, I'm gonna end this with this. It's like I would never know. I told the homie. I said I would never know what a pedophile goes through. I've never in my life seen a 4-year-old that's attractive.
Ew. That's what I'm saying. Like.
I would never know what R. Kelly goes through because I've never seen a 14-year-old girl that's attractive. Have I seen a 14-year-old girl with body? Yes, but
it's going to take a little bit more because of what's up top for me to be attractive.
Right. Woman, and I'll see a 12-year-old. I can't remember. Like, wow. Thick as hell. Right. What the hell's going on? But I'm like, ooh, I want to fuck. Like, what? That's not what
but I'm saying. So
she's young.
It becomes everything else. You know what I mean? It becomes how they do certain things. You know what I mean?
That's so control.
That's crazy, though. I knew all the girls was dating girls like that. And I just never quite got it. But this was really informative because I sure didn't know. But it's pretty much what I thought, except that part of.
And I think every human being on this earth, no matter what, I think we all have thoughts. But thoughts are just thoughts.
Don't act on
it. It's when you act on it, then that's what make it. Like, people have that thought and then they'll go you full throttle with that thought. You know, sometimes I done thought some weird shit, not like on that level, but just anything. Sure. On any level. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, hell no. What the fuck was
I thought about pissing on a couple
like,
girls.
Yeah. Like, mm-hmm.
When I seen R. Kelly and them talking about it, I was like, what is the rave of this? It was a rave for a while.
I don't have that thought and what run with it.
Would I piss on a girl?
Because I think, sometimes you just ran
if she
shit,
wanted me to, I would.
No, you would. If anything, it makes you feel weird.
But it's hard to pee during
whoa.
No, I'm not pissing bed because I wouldn't lay in the bed with piss at. But like if I was in the shower and she wanted me to piss on her, I'd piss on her.
In the shower?
I peed on someone. That's
yeah, I give her a golden
they
shower.
They should know people in Dubai. So. Man
piss. Wow.
Same. We all
haven't did that one. Growing up.
Yeah, I haven't shit on nobody. That's
for the sugar. I don't know. Has a guy asked you to piss on them? Hold on. Mm-hmm. Has a guy ever asked to piss on you?
Just squirt on him. They ask.
Not you said piss.
Has a girl asked you to piss on her?
They say no. That's pee.
Has a girl asked you to piss on him? Has a guy ever asked you to piss on him?
You better not ask no. me to piss on you, girl.
Has a guy ever asked you to piss on him?
No.
You?
That's what I said. I never
sorry.
Had has he asked me?
No. Yeah. Has he ever asked you to piss on him? Have you ever got a golden shower?
I asked for one.
What made you ask for one?
You wanted to see what the rave was about?
When you just being just disgusting and freaky, I haven't no shit involved or throw up or.
But piss in, that's cool. So how did he piss on you? Y'all was in the shower.
Yeah.
He was like.
Hell no.
She said, "Let it break."
No, just like I just wanted him to. I just
where
you
where
like,
this right here? No, hell no. Like down. Okay.
So was it warm? Cool, though, it was real warm.
Shut up.
That's cool. Cause I fuck with Sia, cause she keeping it a bit. Like I fuck with niggas that you know what I mean. We relate, cause that's solid. Keep it a bit. Has a guy ever asked to piss on you?
No, I pissed on him.
He wanted you to?
Yes.
I wouldn't even do that.
It took a lot.
It's hard, huh? You gotta constantly.
I'm not
gonna
interested.
Do is we gonna put the trash back down? No, we could just do it in the shower and then just.
Oh, so he was regularly getting pissed
I'm like,
on.
I could pee anytime, but when I was
I would have been pumped up if
just,
I was
it
you.
It just stopped.
If a girl asked me to piss on her, I'd be drinking all the water.
Oh my God.
What's that song by Biggie Small? He said she got to put the shit on her.
Yeah.
I cocks over
y'all played that?
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah. I love that.
Wait a minute.
Song.
No, if a girl asked me to piss on her, I'd be honored.
Really? What?
I think no, she want my piss.
Like but it's your woman. It's not
you
anybody,
no.
Right?
No, my old lady asked me to piss on her. I look at her crazy. I'm like, hey.
I'm a laugh. He's like, quit playing with me.
I don't know if I would or not.
Hey, babe. Hey, babe. No, babe. No, I'm not pissing on you. You might want me to hug you after.
He did. He's like, you sure? You know?
You sure? Yes.
Oh, I think so.
Man, thank y'all.
Drinking water all day.
I'll be ready for that. She was like a regular, like a groupie girl or like a girl that just liked me. Be like, I want you to piss on me. I'll be just drinking water all day. I'll be
ready.
Just getting
ready.
Make sure it's clear. Fiji, just getting it all right.
I'm ready. I'm asking my guy tonight.
She said she gonna cry.
I'll let you guys know.
They gonna look at you crazy. You lost your motherfucking mind.
You're gonna ask him to pee on you? You gonna ask him to pee on you?
Yeah, I'm gonna see what he
does. Okay. I know I should try that too. I'm gonna see.
Yeah, please. Make that be your essay.
Don't.
Make sure you don't go through with it.
No, of course. I'm gonna see
what he
says.
But see if you will. But you can't be mad. You can be like, well, you don't hold it. You're pissed on me.
Like, babe, I've been thinking. About this,
yeah, something I thought about. We was talking about a podcast.
It's like a fantasy.
Would you piss on me? And then see if he said, yeah, he'd be like, damn, because I want to see.
Yeah, I
want to really,
see what he's thinking.
I think I want to piss on somebody.
Don't say anything about the podcast. Just be like, you know, I've been thinking about this. It's like a fantasy of mine.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about doing that. I want you to pee on me.
Cause that is kind of powerful to piss on somebody.
Wow!
And they want
you
to.
Never thought about pissing on nobody.
Ain't you supposed to do it to your engine and do something special to it? To feel it?
It's not like a thing. Never hurt.
I ain't never heard of that.
What?
You piss on your engine, you might go to the fucking hospital.
Oh, because it is really hot.
Wait, what is it? I feel like I heard, like, it's like.
I know, it's like if you get like a stingray or something, you pee on it.
Okay. So, shout out to Force. Thank y'all again for coming through up in this motherfucker.
Talk to me. I talk back.
Saya, Sylvia, Silky in the house. My man, Joey Westside from the L.A. Giants. You already know. Thank you for coming through. And me, for me, Britt, Red, we out this motherfucker.
Peace.
Good looking out for tuning in to the No Ceilings Podcast. Please do us a favor and subscribe, rate, comment, and share. This episode was recorded right here on the West Coast of the USA and produced by my homeboy, A King, for the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Yeah.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.